Hi everyone, or shall I say...
Hola! Hi everyone, I really want to welcome you to our podcast. It means so much for you guys to have, to welcome you into our... how do you say? Casa?
Into our family?
What's the word?
Home, home. I think you're that's the word you're looking for.
Yes, everyone. It's our Hilaria Baldwin episode. Da-da-da-da-da! Okay, I'm done. but yeah, we weren't planning on making a podcast. Oh my God, let me get out of my fake Spanish accent. We weren't planning on making a podcast this weekend or anything, but then this Hilaria business just happened and, you know, we just had so much to say. We felt we had to add to the culture.
Yeah, we really just didn't expect 2020 to end on such an epic note.
On such a delicious note.
It was the cherry on top.
Oh my God. I mean, really, like, it's almost... Yeah, it almost made the rest of it worth it, you know?
I think you and I are actually going to be in the minority of people who see the genius, the pure genius, the self-determination.
Oh, I bow down. Yeah, you know what I mean? There's nothing, I mean, I have no choice, you know what I mean? You have to give it up to her. Like, this is not,
you have to stand.
The commitment, the determination, the tenacity. I don't understand, but I stand.
I don't understand.
No, I understand that I will never... I understand that I will never understand, but still I stand.
Let us unpack this a little bit. So for me personally, and again, this is where we are twins, where we didn't actually have to discuss and come to an agreement.
Yeah.
We both perceive the story in the same way, which is there is this woman who realizes, at least this is the version of the story that I'm going with, she realizes that her potential, you know, husband-to-be is interested in Latina women. So she concocts this other persona and then proceeds to actually live and breathe that persona for the next, 10 years, if not more, have 5 kids with that man, be happily married.
Give them the most Spanish names humanly possible. Like, one of the names, according to our followers, is like a Catalan region specific name. You know what I mean? Like,
I know, the woman committed completely.
Literally.
And
I'm not even comfortable saying she's not Spanish at this one. No, just kidding.
At this juncture, yeah.
No, but have you ever watched 30 Rock, the show that he was the star of?
Yes, I know there is something that alludes to it, but explain.
So he had this whole romance with Selma Hayek on the show. She was one of his love interests. And, you know, for all we know, Hilaria Baldwin was just sitting there, like, taking notes, you know what I mean?
And how do you say, hola? The only thing that pisses me off is, why did she take all of this talent and pour it into a man? The woman should have been running the country.
She would be an iron-fisted dictator, you know what I mean? As I've said many times, not since Taylor Swift has a white woman displayed this level of ambition, tenacity.
Willpower. Can we also talk about just, okay, fine, there are moments where she slips in and out of the persona, but can we talk about the emotional toll, or I guess if she is a complete sociopath, then the lack of the emotion that it takes to live through every moment of your life, like the most important moments, the saddest moments, and maintain the the persona.
Memento of it all.
Gracias. Like, it takes a truly talented person.
No, but her lie that she committed to was so graceful, and I know that she was finally caught in it, but if you watch interviews with her, interviews that she's done, she drifts in and out of it so well. Like, she'll talk about, so she moved from Boston, or wherever Boston area she's from, to New York at the age of 19, and her parents retired from Boston to Spain. We all know this. And so in interviews, she'll be like, oh yeah, my parents live in Spain, and you know, I came here when I was 19, and it's like, your parents do live in Spain because they retired there, and you did come here when you were 19.
Exactly.
But you came here from Massachusetts.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It is the meticulous.
It's that web, you know what I mean? Yes. Like, a lie wasn't told,
right,
you know?
And I assume she must have actually been going by, because now people are saying that she was born, you know, Hillary, but I guess she must have been going by Hilaria. Is that how you say it? She must have been going it for some time, because also, at what point do you completely switch personas, and at what point do you start identifying yourself as a Spanish person?
I mean, I can see how, you know, I believe that at a certain number of times you can lie to yourself so many times that you actually truly start to believe the lie. as in, for example, the way I lie to myself vis-a-vis the way that my romantic relationships end, you know what I mean? Sometimes I truly, truly believe that this person was, like, double texting me and I, like, left them, you know? But anyways, like, I think we all know people who have done, you know, stuff like this. And I actually had somebody that I went to high school with whose parents literally retired to Spain after we graduated. And she wasn't a close friend of mine or anything, but I saw her a couple times after graduation, and she wasn't lying that she was Spanish, obviously, but she was saying things like, oh yeah, I'm just here for a minute and then I'm going back home to Spain. And it's like, yes, technically your home is now Spain, right? But it's misleading thing to say, you know? Like, we get what I'm saying. And you can so see how that lie, you know, that was just like the little bud, if I'm using the correct terminology. And you can see how over the years and years
it blossomed.
You add to that lie, you know? Yes, exactly. And it blossoms into the apple that Eve eats or whatever.
I just think it's also a perfect thing to end 2020 on, just because... Yes, she was caught in a lie, but it's the kind of thing where she didn't actually hurt anyone. Yes, there are people who are saying, you know, every cover that she did for Hola magazine or whatever.
For Latina.
Took away from an actual Latina woman. Yes, yes, yes. We can appreciate that. But on the whole, you know what I mean? It is this delicious little, like, family drama secret that kind of got exposed for whatever reason. Wasn't it all uncovered because Amy Schumer said something about her body?
I think so, but really quickly, just to circle back, the one thing that we all need to remember is, like, Spain is still, you know, a European white country. You know what I mean? She's not out here saying she's Mexican or Puerto Rican or anything like that. You know what
I mean?
She's
not pulling Elizabeth Warren?
Exactly. She's not pulling Elizabeth Warren or a Rachel Dolezal or something. She's not, like, trying to benefit from affirmative action over here. You know what I mean? She's just latching on to the nearest, like, chic European culture that she could find. Like, if her parents had a summer house in Germany, she would, you know, be Fraulein, you know? You know? So that's the only thing I feel like people are forgetting, because in this country we're so... You know, speaking Spanish is so tied to being a quote-unquote person of color. But she wasn't impersonating a Latina. A Latina is somebody from Brazil or Peru or Mexico or Dominican Republic.
That's a really good point.
Spain is not a Latin country. So she did an interview for Latina, but that's, you know, like, that's not her story. It's not like she was the star of Latina. You know what I mean?
She was not caught saying something like, you know, as a Latina, it's just so difficult to break into the industry.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. She wasn't, she wanted to be, you know what I mean? She wanted to be white. You know, she wasn't out here trying to, like, cash in on some social justice points. I think that's the furthest thing from Ilaria's mind. With that said, while we agree that it was fairly harmless, it was still annoying, and she definitely deserved to be, you know, called out on it.
Oh, for sure. No, 100%. Yeah. It's just the kind of thing that I think... I wonder if ultimately she just really loves all the attention, because it seems like she has been in and out of gossip magazines and websites, you know, throughout the years, but she's never quite gotten the worldwide or, you know, the nationwide recognition, which she is.
Do you know what's funny? Is that I thought she was Alec Baldwin's daughter this whole time.
You didn't.
Like, I knew she was, like, I knew she was, like, 40 and stuff, and her thing was that she was... got an and this will take us to the Amy Schumer of it all. And I knew that she was known for getting in amazing shape after having children and stuff like that. But I thought she was Alec Baldwin's not a spring chicken himself. Like, I thought she was his 35, 40-year-old daughter. And that's what, you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Now I know otherwise. And it's a testament to this controversy that so many people are so obsessed with this person that they've never heard of, you know what I mean?
Or exactly. Barely know of. Exactly. So are you familiar with the Amy Schumer part of it?
Yeah, I am. So basically, Ilaria posted a picture of herself, you know, like a week or 3 weeks or something after giving birth, and she looked fucking incredible. You know what I mean? And not just incredible.
For a woman, you know, who has just
svelte.
Given birth. But
but very, very, very svelte. You know what I mean? Like, I look at that and cry myself to sleep kind of svelte. That kind of general vibe. But basically, so Amy Schumer, I guess, also just had a child, and she posted, and so basically, as a joke, she posted the same picture that Hillary Baldwin, I guess, posted being like, oh, it's just me with my baby, you know, ha 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 ha. You know, the joke being like
that she doesn't look, you know, this like, is not right.
Yeah, exactly. And clearly it's like that was a good tempered joke. You know what I mean? It's a compliment towards Ilaria.
Right.
You know what I mean? She's, it's saying like, you know, I wish I could look like you you know, at the time, I mean at any time really, but like especially having just given birth. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the joke of it, you know. And I'm not the biggest Amy Schumer fan, believe you me, but you know, it's a complimentary type thing, you know? And Ilaria Baldwin goes on her Instagram story and she goes, and she says in a perfect American accent, I don't know, like, what the joke is, and I'm the first person to take a joke, which is a sign that you're not the last person, right? But she goes, and I'm the first person to take a joke, but I just don't get the humor here, and I just think I'm about celebrating all types of bodies. And it's like, you're not, right? You know what I mean? Like, well, what a coincidence that you're so amazingly skinny. You know what I mean? Like, you're not about that. But anyways, fine. Which is, you know, neither here nor there, but anyways. So yeah, so she just clearly, like, her reaction to it was a little, you know, she was clearly, like, a little, you know, pissed off about it or whatever. And so from there, public sentiment was geared against her a little bit, and I guess that set the stage for this one person who does this,
to, like,
this
dig kind in.
Of thing a lot with exposing people.
Oh, okay.
Like her account, I forget the name of account, which sucks, because she really does deserve the credit. But she's done this before with another favorite of ours, Jameela Jamil, exposing like all the various times Jameela Jamil has not pretended, but maybe pretended, has said to have had these sicknesses and injuries and stuff. And she's like investigated them and exposed the inconsistencies in what Jameela Jamil is saying. So she basically did the same treatment to Ilaria Baldwin, basically saying it was spurred by the perfect American accent that Ilaria Baldwin had in this video about the Amy Schumer thing.
Right.
And that's kind of where it all, yeah.
The interesting thing to me is that how closely must you be following all of these people if someone's accent, you know, spurs this kind of investigation? Because, again, I've never, before this entire scandal, I've never heard Ilaria speak. I didn't know that Ilaria was, to my, you know, that's not, like, something I should be proud of, but I had no idea that it was a Spanish name.
I mean, I really didn't know it was a Spanish name either, like, but it's, yeah, no, yeah, I didn't know the first thing about her, to be honest.
And now we can't stop thinking about her.
Yeah, and what's so funny is, like, this is the dead giveaway that she's not actually Spanish. Like, if you look, like, the names that her children got are so aggressively Hispanic, you know? As well as, like, I was looking through her tweets, and she has this one tweet. It's, like, her and her mom, who's obviously, we now know, American, but it's a tweet of her and her mom, like, getting their nails done. And it's like, you know, when two Spanish women go to get their nails done, it's going to be like a flamenco fiesta or something.
It's like, what a white person thinks.
Exactly, exactly. It's like, what a white person, or like, what, you know, like, someone who just got back from study abroad in a country does. You know what I mean? Like, not everything in a Spanish person's life is about being Spanish. You know what? You know?
Wait, this for some reason, sorry to interrupt, but for some reason, this reminds me of the Jussie Smollett story, where you were immediately suspicious. You were like, everything is just a little bit too perfect. There were these white men throwing what was, like, a news?
They're like, get out of here. This is Trump country. This is Chicago, so I don't know. You know what I mean? It was like, it was all very, you know, like,
also,
college
two
essay.
Two straight,
you know?
White men who would know Empire.
Yes, 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 exactly. That, you know, that's just like, the thing is, that crime literally was taken from the Empire script. You know what I mean? Like,
stop. Great memories.
Oh, the only other thing. I love when people are like, oh, there's so much else going on in 2020. Like, we have to leave her alone. No, I don't think I will. You know what I mean? This is just a source of too much joy, as the teenagers say, too much serotonin. Like, I can't, no. Like, what? Like, might as well tell a fish not to breathe water. Like,
okay, we have to talk about the whole diet.
What are you talking about?
This is the only topic where whenever we make a joke about wanting to be, there's so much pushback in the comments. We're always called misogynist. We're called body shamers. We're called toxic. This account is so toxic. I don't know why I'm following this.
And evil. We had this one meme a while ago, which was, you know, a meme in the form of a tweet. And it was like, you know, those... It was one of, you know, those sex is great, but blank memes. It was one of those sex is great, but have you ever woken up late so you accidentally skipped breakfast and you just felt skinny all day? Something like that. And in the comments for the tweet, someone famously in my mind was like, this is just pushing, you know, a white supremacist agenda. You need to talk. And I was like, okay, I mean...
that's the problem with quote unquote discourse these days. Anyway, you can bend your back, you know, so far back that it does become a white supremacist thing. Like, I can make this is not hard to do. Actually, this is not an intellectually complicated thing.
And it was not to go down this path too much, but it was literally like a blonde white person. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, I'm actually, like, you know, I see that you're white. Like, I'm actually not white myself. And she was like, that doesn't mean that you can't be complicit. Oh, well, okay. And it would be one thing if the comment were rooted, you know, if it was a racial, like, you know, there are jokes that are not racist but can be racial. Like, it was one thing if it was that, but this literally had nothing to do with that at all. You know, it was just like grasp at that straw and just cling it for all your life. You know what I mean? Build the straw man up to burn it down, as it were. Anyways.
But yeah, I just think that there's been a lot of very unhealthy, not even dialogue going on, because it's not even a dialogue anymore. It's more of a, there's just one point of view, and that is that all bodies are beautiful, yet you can't aspire to having a small frame.
Right.
That's considered.
Right. Yeah.
But it's gotten to a point where celebrities have to apologize when they lose weight. Like, God forbid Adele worked out and she wanted to look differently. She then has to go on this, you know, or people in the comments have to go on this defending, like, march that Adele just wanted to do something for herself. And it doesn't mean that fat people are bad or skinny people are good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure. Or my favorite thing is now the language that we talk about it is so different, yet still geared towards the same way. Like, it's no longer, like, going on a diet. It's now self-care, you know what I mean? And nutrition and stuff like that. But, okay, if your self-care consists of only eating salads and going to the gym every day, what do you think the... You know what I mean? Like, that's a nice coincidence that you'll still... You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
I remember a couple of weeks ago, I think Lizzo had to defend herself because she went on a 10-day or so juice cleanse. Which, by the way, I don't think juice cleanses help. But regardless, she had to defend herself because, God forbid, she wanted to lose any weight.
Right.
I don't know how this culture came into existence and why we're called toxic every time we uphold something. Like, but this is true to who I am. Like, I do always want to lose weight. I'm so sorry that I've been brainwashed to the point where, like, this is the body that I aspire to. Am I not allowed to say that? Am I not allowed to make fun of it and kind of, like,
right,
work
exactly
through that sort of despair?
Yeah. And I don't know, you know it better than I do, but there was that picture of the girl who was critiqued for, you know, doing a professional, some influencer or something like that. She was critiqued for doing, like, a professional photo shoot and having some airbrushing done or retouching done. And she was like, well, of course, it's a professional shoot. There's going to be retouching done, you know? And she had to do a whole monologue and post about that. And it's like, you know, why do you have to apologize for the way, you know what I'm saying?
I think that there are certain people who have claimed to be these watchdogs of the internet, protecting our collective societal well-being by telling people to not post retouched photos of themselves, by telling them to not say certain things, by this constant, like, guarding of this ephemeral kind of well-being of us as society. And I'm like, well, at some point, maybe you just, everyone takes responsibility for how they feel about these things and to what degree they allow themselves to be affected by them.
Yeah.
And da-da-da-da, we get to my favorite point. If I want to cry about Kendall Jenner's body, it's not her fault that I'm crying about it. I am sad. You know what I mean?
I know, you better believe I will cry about it. You know,
feeling sad about how perfect she looks.
Yeah.
Right, like, and no one will stop me.
No, I mean, it's just like, people are so fucking weak. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, you know, I'm, you know, I've got Facetune, you've got, I mean, I don't use Facetune, but, you know, you've got Facetune, I've got Facetune, we've all got it. Use it as you will, and I'll notice it if you do, and, you know, that's your choice. You know what I mean?
Right. And I would use Facetune, except I don't know how to use Facetune. And I just think that the idea of getting caught is just so much worse than just not using it and kind of finding your light and whatever.
I mean, I'm not, you know, we're not influencers who can make, you know, our living or profit off of, like, looking a certain way online. So, like, it would make me feel, you know what I mean? It wouldn't bring me any joy because I'd know that, you know, interacting with people, I wouldn't look like that, you know? I will say that if we ever do, like, an admin reveal or something like that, trust, we will be going on a 9-month-long intensive workout/diet regimen, the likes of which has never been seen since, like, Chris Evans training for Captain America.
I was just going to say there will be makeup artists hired.
No, it will be grueling. I won't even recognize, like, rice and pasta or potatoes by the end of it. I'll have to, like, genetically manipulate my tongue to reject those flavors. Why? We take all these followers being like, oh, you guys make all these memes about Equinox and dieting and stuff, and that's what you... Oh,
I know.
Okay. These followers are fucking mean, I swear.
No, I swear to God. Like, first people destroy your self-esteem online, and they're like, oh my God, why'd you get all those surgeries? I'm like, I would. You know what I mean? If I got even 1% of the hate that any of the Kardashians get on any given date for the way that they look, trust, there will be not an inch of my body that wouldn't be touched by the hand of some very expensive Beverly Hills plastic surgeon.
Yeah, by the hand of God or Dr. Godstein, most successful meme says.
But this is just something that I wanted to bring up, that people should really stop giving us a hard time, because the entirety of the internet is not meant to look the same way. People have different opinions. This is just the hill that we're willing to die on, I guess. And also, we're not telling anyone else ever to look
right,
that they should lose weight. This is none of our business, and we never even judge people in that way. We're only ever judging ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. And if you look at all of our posts about this, it's always about, like, me crying myself to sleep, like, me, like, drinking 5 Diet Cokes, like, me, like, going to Equinox, you know what I mean? It's never directed at anyone, you know?
And just, like, I feel like this is another thing I was thinking about today, that we're in that sort of weird niche of memes where we talk about money, but we never intended to be shaming, or feel like we're shaming people who come from less privileged backgrounds.
Right, of course, yeah.
And I feel like we're in a group of all of these other accounts, and it's such a thin line to be threading, is that the word? How do you say in English?
I think, Ilaria.
A lot of the times, you know, some meme accounts do really fall into that very gauche kind of, oh, are you like a poor person?
Right, yeah.
Type of meme. And I think we always try to stray completely away from it. And it's just fun to make fun of people of memes, because a lot of the times they're so clueless.
And also the funny thing is, just to go further into this, with our memes, like, anytime we have to mention, like, a place or, you know, a restaurant or a brand of clothing or something like that, automatically, no matter what I put, I know there's going to be somebody in the comments being like, oh, you ski in Vail? I didn't realize you were homeless. Or, oh, you think Laura Piana is expensive?
America?
Or, like, I'll make a joke about, I'll make a joke about getting my parents to pay for a first class ticket because I'm quote unquote so concerned about COVID right now. And there will be a comment about, oh, you didn't fly private. Oh, okay. You know, like, you can't win. I swear.
And I feel like we've been brought up in the same sort of environment where we don't mind not even taking talk about business class. Like, I will happily fly economy if this is the day,
is
the day where I need to be flying. Like, I don't have a problem with that. Also, a lot of the airlines in Europe, the economy looks exactly like the business class, except they're separated by one curtain. So all of it is just bullshit.
No, we're more about things that will actually affect, like, our standard of living. You know what I mean? Like, if you, something that I would do that, sadly, I don't have it, but something that I would do is have, like, a chef in my house to cook for me every day, to cook, like, you know, nice, nutritious meals for me every day. You know what I mean? Because that's something I would actually, you know, value. You know what I mean?
No. And I also think that kind of getting to a point where you're liberated enough, where you don't feel like you must have certain status symbols, or you must do things only a certain way, otherwise you just simply wouldn't be able to survive, or like, what will, you know, what will people think, quote unquote.
And one thing, I think quarantine has kind of revealed this a lot more, like, I think we would all rather be in, you know, some random cottage upstate, you know, by the babbling brook or something, than in some, you know, nice, you know, penthouse in New York or something, you know what I mean?
Oh, Lord.
Even though, you know, yeah, because one is actually, you know, nice, you know? Even though the other is more prestigious. Yeah, and one of the true things about this growing socialist movement, which we're not going to go down that path too much, one of the things, it is true that the system of capitalism does make you believe you need these things that you don't need. I'm so sorry, so sorry. I've spoken blasphemy on our page. But for example, like, you know, we all know this, like, why do I need a $300 white t-shirt that says Gucci on it? You know what I mean? That is a lie that capitalism is just, you know, preying on, you know, just infecting us with.
I hope you're ashamed of yourself right now, because I really do need that t-shirt for the quality. Have you not touched one? No, I'm kidding. No, 100%. And that's actually, if you look at any guide about sort of old money Americans, like WASPs, which, to be fair, compared to new money, a lot of them don't have any money, like, are, like, dirt poor. But
Right. Like, old money equals no money, right. You know, we know.
But regardless, there's something in there, like, they hold themselves, and I guess they're so proud of their heritage, that they don't necessarily need all of the same status symbols to feel extremely proud and carry themselves with such confidence. And I quite like that.
I mean, and if you watch, you know, The Crown, one of my favorite shows of all time, hashtag rich people being sad, the greatest genre of all. Okay, anyways, if you watch that show, you can see, like, Queen Elizabeth and her family are not out here just, like, throwing lavish lunches and all that. They're also at their Scottish house, you know, hunting and shooting and, like, trekking on through the mud and all that stuff, which doesn't personally bring me joy, but, you know, is something that, like, you wouldn't think, you know, you get what I'm saying. Yeah.
By the way, because I only recently watched just part of The Crown, I stopped in the middle of season 3, but that school that Philip goes to, not Eton, but the really tough one.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, so let me just give a very quick background. So Philip, Elizabeth's husband, went to a school that was not Eton, but it was some sort of a school that was very strict. You know, they lived in very simply, had to do a lot of physical exercise. It was very grueling, very kind of... I can't speak English today. Not just grueling, but also very, like, it tested your willpower. It was not a glamorous kind of existence, but it really built up his character. And I would love for my kids to go to that kind of school.
I was just gonna say, I don't want myself, but I will send those kids right over.
I know.
Exactly, because that's the idea, is that it's supposed to build character, you know? It's not like, what if you watch Gossip Girl, their idea of a private school is, you know, the kids are basically drinking champagne in the bathrooms, you know, caviar at the lunch hall and stuff like that.
Right. Having breakfast that's like a sprawling, you know, table with croissants and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. But yes, you know, it's just this capitalistic system. No, just kidding. The decadence.
The decadence of it all. What else did we want to talk about? Should we talk about Kendall Jenner?
So Kendall Jenner is a fixture of ours for whatever reason. Even though obviously she's not, you know, my personal, like, what I want to look like as a male, I still just sit there and I'm just so envious of the way she walks through life as somebody who looks like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, trust me. Not only do I know what you mean, but I actually am that person who wants to look like her. And it is physiologically impossible for me to look like her. I don't know how that woman is built.
I thought you were going to say it is physiologically painful to look at her.
Also that. Sometimes, you know, because I don't follow her on either we don't follow her on Fake Rothko or our personal, or I don't follow her on my personal account.
Yeah, I don't follow her.
Because it's just
either,
too sad. So sometimes I'll be in bed before falling asleep and I'm like, am I going to do this to myself right now?
So
and I'm
true.
Like, I will do this to myself right now. And I go and it's something devastating. It's something her just being
her legs,
elongated, yes, and so nonchalant and like kind of those... I believe all of those stories about her not being particularly nice. I don't think she...
Oh, I completely believe it. She just... Look inside those eyes. There's not joy. You know what I mean?
There's nothing there, frankly.
You can look behind, like, Blake Lively's eyes, and you see there's, you know, some spark. You know, she might, you know, you could have a cup of tea with her or something like that. Kendall Jenner...
Who gives a fuck about sparks of joy and tea? I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not saying
I know,
that.
I know.
No, I'm not envious. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to be so devastatingly beautiful. You don't have to be nice. Like, you can just look at people, laser through them, and they will still worship you.
Kendall Jenner could probably, like, there would be a massive crowd of people maybe fleeing some natural disaster, and she would just walk through and the crowds would part. Kendall Jenner could have parted the Red Sea, as far as I'm concerned. The water would be so intimidated by her.
I know. And obviously people know that she's gotten some things done. Like, she had something done to her face.
Yeah. I mean, but those it was lips done not,
perfectly.
You know,
like, so right. Perfectly. Okay, the lips are the most obvious part, but I think she had something done to her eyebrows and maybe the nose. But it was just done so perfectly. It's barely perceptible, yet it makes such a big difference. Because if you look at her when she was a child, she was always very beautiful. She always had, you know, a beautiful physique as well. You could just tell that she would be big as a model. But there was something, you know, her face was, it was just very pretty. Now, though.
She was definitely, she was giving, like, the prettiest cheerleader, you know,
yes,
kind of.
That yes, 100%.
Kind of vibe. Yeah, she wasn't giving Naomi Campbell, yeah.
Right. She has elevated herself. I don't know through what, you know, what she needed to sacrifice, who
sorcery,
she needed to sacrifice.
Like,
right.
Black magic, exactly. Like, let's check on all, like, the pets in the Kardashian household, because I think one of them disappeared one night in some, like, there's probably, like, a hexagon in their basement or something, you know?
Kris Jenner, I just worship. Her just being Kris like,
Jenner?
Okay, girls, you know, go off now. Like, do your thing, shake that ass, like, move the body, like, face doing all of this.
If Kris Jenner, Taylor Swift, and Ilaria Baldwin joined forces, we would probably all be kneeling at their feet within 8 months or so.
Oh, I agree. Which is why, again, sort of upsetting, but not entirely, that Kris Jenner would spend her time pushing, like, tummy tea or whatever onto the audiences as opposed to ruling the world and dictating the next millennia for the generation. But, you know, whatever, to each their own.
Right, you know, she's done enough.
Oh, she's done plenty. Should we wrap up on this devastating
let's wrap
note?
Up. Yeah, let's wrap up.
Well, it was lovely to have this little chat, and obviously, you know, as the podcast continues, we'll be changing up what we talk about, but yeah, super excited to finally be releasing this, and thank you guys so much for always supporting us.
We just want to say, you know...
Pay us.
Gracias. You know, yeah, no, pay us. Literally the way... Oh, this is what I was thinking. The way this woman has been lisping her whole entire fucking life, you'd think she probably needs, like, fucking tongue surgery at a certain point, you know? Have you ever seen, like, a fissured tongue, you know, where it's not, they're not actually injured, but it looks like they have lacerations? That's probably what her tongue looks like, the way she's got to be fucking holding that thing underneath her teeth. not just for the Spanish lisping, but the way she says, mareada.
Just the way, and she has the whole mannerisms down as well. It's like she's, you know,
she does. She looks like such like a good, like classy, like European girl.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like,
good for her. We stand.
No, just kidding.
Okay.
Anyways, back to the meat of it. Yes, thank you guys very much. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. It was number one, although we've tried others, and but it was really officially our first podcast. So don't judge us too hard. We look forward to doing another one, and yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
Stay the fuck home. No, just kidding. Vote. I'm speaking. Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, bye.